Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Grizzlies Media Day 2025. Gabe Kuhn here with Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren, what's happening, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good, man. The energy's great in here. It's vibrant. It's a new year. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, how's your offseason been? I know I got to catch up with you at the Memphis football game week one against Chattanooga.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, sit there and take a picture with my crying baby.
Yeah.
So, sorry for doing that to you. But how's your offseason been besides that, man?
Yeah, you reminded me of that. That was funny. It's been great. I got to travel a little bit. I didn't really take that much time off in the beginning, you know, probably like 2 days after the playoffs was over for us. You know, I was back here working out and then just everywhere working out. Was able to sign here, you know, longer, which was great for me and my family. It was a beautiful moment. And, yeah, man, I'm ready for the season.
How was the process of getting the extension done? Just simple, straightforward, or was there a little bit of back and forth? How'd that go?
Life be lifing, man. That's just how life be lifing, man. I took some time to really just process my thoughts during that time. I have a great team of people who take a lot of weight off me in that area. You know, Austin Brown is just getting it done at a high level. So,
yeah. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Austin, man. Yeah. Shout out Max Sedman. Shout out all my guys, man.
Yeah, we can pass through this quick, but injury, we learned about it a little bit more. 4 to 6 weeks is the timetable, I believe. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling physically, though, with that turf toe?
I feel good. I mean, you know, you have to be cautious of certain things. Like, you're going to feel good, and then there's time of ramping up just your overall body and your wind and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think everybody will be pleased with whatever, the timeline is the timeline, and I just follow what everybody says. And, you know, I have a great medical staff here.
Yep.
We're the best in the world, so.
For sure. For sure. All right, now I've seen pictures of it, but now I see you in person with number 8 on. Kind of is playing with my mind a little bit. What went into the number switch? I know you talked about it with multiple people. You put out a video on Instagram, but what went into the number switch?
Yeah, I mean, this is a number my dad wore. We've shared a number before. We've shared 2. When I was in college, and it just was always meant to be. I mean, it's 8 means a lot of things, a lot of powerful things, a lot of rebirth. It means a bunch of things if you look it up. And it means a lot to me and my family. And yeah, man, this is a decision I made to honor him in the best way possible. And it just signals, you know, a new chapter in my life going forward. And I feel great about it.
All right. Now, a lot of things are the same. You're still with the same team. You signed the extension this offseason, but you have a different head coach this year. Now, he was there, Tomas Isolo, down the stretch of the season. But what has changed and what has also stayed the same from year to year with that coaching switch?
I think his philosophy is speed kills. You're going to hear a ton of that from him. And he's just super locked in. I mean, a lot of coaches in the NBA are locked in. Coach Taylor was locked in as well. And, he's amazing too.
Yeah.
So I'm having the pleasure to be around some high-level coaches, some high-level personnel. The staff is locked in. I mean, we're just – I don't know. We're ready to get going. We're behind him 100% with – his philosophy, and he's going to have us working, so it's
and
great.
I heard him when he was talking to the media today at his presser compare what you guys do to with motion to Sunday Night Football, so I'm already a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already a fan.
No, I'm glad.
All right, now, final thing. I just am curious. I'm gonna ask Ja this a little bit later as well. ESPN NBA rankings, do you guys pay attention to those at all? You came in at number 31. I don't know if you know that or not, but how much do you pay attention to the ESPN sort of NBA rankings, top 100 that they get posted?
No, I mean, I feel like there's just so many publications these days. Yeah. There's a lot of media outlets. I'm happy for everybody, you know, get your money and speak your mind, free speech. And, you know, it's entertaining. You know, that's a whole different sport in itself. Just being a fan is a whole different journey now. And there's so many different things. But I just feel like I'm just not it's just hard for me to keep up. Like, yeah. It's literally
the
just
Ringer
it's a lot
one.
Of
ESPN yeah, does one.
It's a lot of information. Right. So I've kind of over the years just kind of been like, all right, well, I don't know. It's just hard to find websites and find like, accounts that are real or knowing what's what and what's on why is what.
That's
I kind of gave up.
I would say that's a different conversation altogether.
Like, yeah, it is.
Every tweet I see, I have to go like double check it.
I know.
Google.
I just got tired. I don't understand. Maybe this is getting older. And I just go outside, man, touch grass or something.
Yeah,
man. That makes
sure.
more sense. I can't understand this other stuff. So
yeah, for sure. Well, I'll let you roll, man. Jaron, appreciate it.
Yeah, it made sense when I was a kid, though. It was fire.
Yeah.
I bet it'll circle back, you know, one day when I, you know, my nieces and nephews, they be calling me, my little cousins, they call me and tell me this stuff. So
yeah.
whenever they catch up on it, you know, they'll show me what TikTok and all that stuff.
For sure. They all right, enjoy me. Yourself the rest
for
of the
sure.
day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.